Like I said, good afternoon. I want to thank everybody for being here. Now that we've pretty much doubled, at least, what, tripled maybe our size now. We had like four to begin with, so now we're doing good. Yeah. There's what, 12 maybe? All right, and what I'm going to talk about today is a little bit about the perspectives on a public health training workforce competencies in a large urban health department. And one of the first things, my co-authors, one of the first things I want to mention is Bruce Dart, who is with the Tulsa County Health Department. I always want to add that city in there, Tulsa County Health Department. And I want to thank in particular Dr. Dart for allowing us to talk about this, because a lot of health departments are hesitant to talk about these kinds of things in public. I mean, this was very brave of him. This was very gutsy. And I really do appreciate them allowing us to do that and wanting to do this. Amanda Janitz, also, who is responsible for most of the hard work that goes on in the program. Dr. Peck, who was unable to attend, and Dr. Tallchief, who is back in the back of the room. And then Dr. Boatwright, who didn't make it on the slide, I'm sorry, who's the PI of our Public Health Training Center's program. So if you have any questions, there they are. Oh, no, he'll give you an answer. Okay, I guess we can push page down. What, arrow down? This. Ah, there we go. I have no disclosures, no financial disclosures. All right, there, that works too. The down arrow works too. All right, I'm going to just spend a little bit of time talking about background, giving you a little bit of information on Tulsa, because not everybody knows where Tulsa is or what Tulsa is or that it's actually like a real city and everything. And then we still have to fight some of those Friends episodes. For those of you who are old enough to remember Friends episodes, we still have to fight some of that Tulsa stuff. A little bit of general information about what we found, a little bit about obviously the core competencies, the public health core competencies, and the comfort with core competencies, and then a couple of the recommendations that we made in conjunction with the Tulsa County Health Department. The study objectives, obviously, we did a needs assessment of the Tulsa County Health Department. Part of that needs assessment, not all of it, but part of that needs assessment was looking at the comfort level in the eight basic skills of the core competencies. One of the things that we did do that was a little bit different is we did ask about comfort, but we also we ask each of the individual questions and then we summarize them here because we feel that told us a little bit more of a story, and hopefully that'll make sense in a minute. It sounds a little bit rambling at this point. Tulsa, Oklahoma is in northeastern Oklahoma, more or less. The city has about 400,000 people, but just to let you know, the metropolitan area has about 900, almost a million people in the Tulsa metro area, so we really are not a little tiny city. We actually have, I'll show you pictures and you'll be impressed. We have our metropolitan area. About 15% of the metropolitan area is below the federal poverty level. It's a little better than the state overall, not surprising. Rural areas in Oklahoma tend to be a little worse. But we do have pockets in Tulsa that are extreme, you know, that have extreme poverty levels of 50 to 60%. So keep that in mind. The area is about 75% white, 10% African American or black alone, the typical racial categories. About 6 to 11% American Indian, depending on how you look at that category, whether it's mixed race or not. And then about 2.5% Asian. And again, that's the alone category. Again, I want to show you where Oklahoma is, right there in the middle, for those of you who don't know where Oklahoma is. And most people do at this point, because we tend to make the news a little more than we probably should. But right there in the middle of the U.S. And again, Tulsa is right up. As you can see, right in the middle of the state of Oklahoma is Oklahoma City. If you take the turnpike up to that blob, that city right up in the northeastern part, that's Tulsa. It's very different from Oklahoma City, just to let you know. There are actual trees there. We have a few in Oklahoma City, but most of them were planted, and they don't grow there naturally too much. Tends to be one of the things that's interesting about Tulsa that a lot of people don't know is it is the most inland port on the Arkansas River. We actually have a port. Actually, have ships come in. We have a port. People are usually shocked by that. A very large river, the Arkansas River, comes up into the port of Catoosa there in Tulsa. And again, I tell you, we're impressed. It's a very beautiful city. It is an actual city. We have buildings more than 9 stories tall, as they say, for anybody who's a fan of the musical. So nice, beautiful city. This is overlooking the Arkansas River again. Picture of Tulsa at night. The Tulsa Health Department, the Tulsa County Health Department, was established in about 1950. It did receive public health accreditation just a couple of months ago, I think with the second round of accreditation, so that was very exciting. We do have four in Oklahoma that have received accreditation, four that I know of. There may be more at this point, but there were four that I know of. The health department has 9 locations throughout the Tulsa area, and they have over 300 employees. I don't know exactly what it is right now, but the time that we did the survey, it was about 300 and I want to say 14 or something. But generally, there's a 300-plus employees at the health department. I do just want to mention a little bit about the Public Health Training Center, so the PHTC. PHTCs were awarded in 2010. They were awarded about $16 million to support public health training across the U.S. The goal was obviously to enhance the public health workforce, and Oklahoma's PHTC has, what do we have here, 5 primary partners. We keep adding partners every year, so this was the primary partners list as of the time that we did this. OSDH is the Oklahoma State Department of Health, Tulsa County Health Department, the Oklahoma City County Health Department, Comanche County Health Department, and all of them, all 4 of them are accredited, are FAB accredited now. And then the Oklahoma, I believe Comanche is, right? Yeah, okay, good. I was thinking that they were. Those were the 4 in Oklahoma. And Oklahoma City Intertribal Health Board is another one of our direct partners, and that's how we work with a number of our tribes. We do have some independent work with several of our tribes, but Oklahoma has 39 federally recognized tribes, so it's very difficult to work with each tribe independently. So we work through the Oklahoma City Intertribal Health Board. And as I mentioned a little bit to my partners up here, we are having issues for those of you who work in the public health training centers. It is a shame, but the funding, to my knowledge, there's a new FOA going to be, a new request for proposals going to be open, hopefully, in a few months. But as I understand it, this is the last year of funding for this round. And it is a shame because we really were starting to get a lot of traction and really working closely. Most of us have been able to continue most of the trainings, but not everything. So it's really a shame because you'll see there really is a need. Just a quick thing about the method, and yes, look at number 3. We've all been there. Hopefully we've all been there. Maybe it's just me. I don't think it's just me, but maybe we've all been there. We did administer this survey in April, May of last year. This was one of the last groups that we did a survey with, a needs assessment with. We started with, for example, the Oklahoma State Department of Health, Oklahoma City County. We did some other needs assessments earlier on, but this is the first, which is when we did our Tulsa County needs assessment. We used a PDF form, and if you're interested in that form, I did upload it. I have no idea what happens to them when I upload them there, but I did upload it to the handouts, so apparently it's available some magic place. I don't know. So if you're interested, if you can't find it, can't figure it out, just let me know, and I'll get it to you. But it was a PDF form that Tulsa County Health Department Administration emailed to all of their employees. And at the very end, you know, they completed it, had a couple of demographic questions, what is your job function, those sorts of things, a few things about what kind of training would you like, how do you want to receive your training, all of that. We're not going to talk about any of that. But at the end of it, they were able to click a button and submit it, and it emailed directly to me. And the nice thing about that was Tulsa County Administration. They were comfortable that Tulsa County Administration wasn't going to see their answers. And that was important. We're providing them with summaries of the answers, but this is a way to keep sort of a little bit of security for employees. There's still a couple of questions that I'm thinking there was a little bit of discomfort on. But again, the famous computer crash, my email crashed, and I lost everything. I was able to recover virtually all of the surveys. There were about 20 that we think we had that we weren't able to recover. We had about 175 initially. It shrunk down to 145, but there was about 20 of them that we think we didn't get. The discrepancy in that 10 is we had some duplicates. We had a few people who submitted them more than once. So once we got rid of the duplicates, we think there was about 165. So we got most of them back. I mean, I don't think there was any consistency with who we didn't get back. I think it was pretty random. Obviously, it was wherever the hard drive had crashed, that little part, little bad part of the disk. So, but that's life. One of the things that we also did is we talked, and you're going to see a lot of information based on job functions and based on supervisor status. And the job function question, I think, was extremely important, and I'm really glad we did that. I'm really glad we kept that information and analyzed it using that category, because I think that we all sort of know this, or anybody that's worked in a health department. And I'll let you know, I did do a number of years. I had about 17 years at the Oklahoma State Department of Health, so I do have a lot of familiarity with working at a health department, and moved to OU about 5.5 years ago. And still do a lot of work with the health department. But we did do, we looked at job function. We looked at administrative jobs, management jobs, clinical, community jobs, such as your emergency response, investigators, inspectors, that sort of job, and support staff. And again, you'll see some differences. Just a little bit of a discussion on our methods. We did, you know, analyze using SAS, but again, this is for the, two people who might have the burning desire to know this in the room, and I don't even know if there's two at this point, but you'll have these slides should you need them. Some general information. Tulsa County Health Department is a fairly young, new to the field, relatively, health department employee list. We have about 10 years in public health, a little over 10 years in public health, about 9 years with the Tulsa County Health Department. That was the average. And a lot of the clinical people did have some work in other settings, but only about 4 years. Supervisors, and this was sort of a duh. I mean, it's a no-brainer, I think, but it does follow what we know. Supervisors tend to have more years, about 17 and a half years with the agency, or with the with public and public health, as compared to 9 years for people who are non-supervisors. And a little more, obviously, time with Tulsa County Health Department. But again, only 10.6 years is the average. There are a lot of new employees. Again, this was just to sort of give you a sense. I think this is another thing that we all know about public health, that it is 85% women. In Tulsa County Health Department, 85% women. You know, we know this. This is not anything radical. I think it was a little surprising to me that 25% of the support staff was male. That was the largest chunk of males that we had at Tulsa County Health Department. All right, so highest level of education. I think this is something else we also know, having worked in public health. It's a very well-educated facility. It's a very well-educated group of people. 35% have a bachelor's degree. And if we look at all of it together, it's pushing about, I want to say 65-70%. I have it on my slides, but honestly, I didn't turn them on. About 65-70% have at least a bachelor's degree. So it is a very well-educated workforce. And I don't know this because obviously I don't know what I don't have, but I don't think that this is anything that had to do with the bias in the sample. Again, I don't think this is any that I lost, or I think it's fairly random. All right, now we look at employee education level by job function. And again, this is something we know. Community staff tend to have a bachelor's degree or master's degree, a little less likely to have just some college or some technical school education, whereas your support staff are much more likely to have a technical school, some college, but a little less likely to have, obviously, a master's degree or the other degrees. And those other degrees tend to be MDs, nurse practitioner, those sorts of degrees. Clinical staff, obviously, very likely to have a master's or other degree, and also a bachelor's degree is very high. And your administration, very strong, 40-80% have a bachelor's or a master's degree. So again, this is not surprising to anyone. The highest proportion of employees was about 50 to 60 years, so 35%, and then another group that's about 30 to 40 years. And it does differ by job functions. The community, your community staff tends to be a little younger, for example. It tends to be your newer employees. 63% of the employees, they were unsure when they were planning on retiring. Again, and I think this is pretty standard in public health. This is pretty standard in the workforce period. We don't know when we're going to retire. We don't know what's going to happen. So, you know, and I think this is one of the questions that we did get a little bit of an issue, a little bit of pushback on answering, with about 23% not completing the survey. And another important factor that I think you need to know about Tulsa County Health Department is about 20% of the employees speak a language other than English. So it is, again, a very well-educated, diverse workforce. The in order to look at the core competencies, and again, this wasn't the only question we asked, but this is just what we're looking at for this particular study. In order to look at the core competencies, we ask how comfortable are you with each of the following skills. Now, I've grouped these obviously into the standard, broad, practice-based public health core competencies. We did ask the tier one competencies. We asked the lowest level, the ones that everybody should have if they're working at the public health department, and then we reanalyzed them in this particular grouping. So here's the first bit of results. I don't think anything here surprised me a lot. We do see some statistically significant differences. Obviously, public health science is very low. People are not comfortable. In fact, if you look at three being a neutral response, one being I'm not at all comfortable, five being I'm very comfortable, and three is sort of I'm not really uncomfortable, but I'm not very comfortable either. So three is your neutral response. So you can see that people are somewhat uncomfortable with public health science, and they're a little bit of uncomfortable with the policy development and program planning. The highest comfort level was in cultural competency. But I think, again, we're going to see a few things in the future that looks at that in particular, the cultural competency. And leadership and systems thinking was fairly high as well. This one is a little bit messy, but I really wanted to show this. And what I want you to look at, I'm going to orient you just a little bit, but what I want you to really look at is that dark blue on the bottom. That's the first thing I want you to look at. Is that dark blue on the bottom for each of the public health competency skill sets. Those are people who reported that this skill is not applicable to my job. And what I want you to notice is that even, you know, financial and public health planning, over one in three people felt that wasn't applicable to their job. Even something as universally as applicable as cultural competency had almost 20%. It had about 17, 18%. I can't remember exactly, but 17, 18% that reported that cultural competency was not applicable to my job. So this is one of the things that we really talked a lot with Tulsa County Health Department, but also other health departments around the state and other agencies around the state, because this is something that, having worked again in a health department for about 15, almost 20 years, this didn't surprise me, but I think it surprises a lot of people who work in public health. It didn't me because I came in as somebody without a public health degree. So I'm not sure I was invested the first 5 years of my career. It takes a little while if you come in without those public health degrees, without those at least 2 years of learning what it is, what public health is, and what it matters. It takes a while to get there to say, oh, cultural competency is a part of my job. I answer the phones there. Yeah, it is a part of my job. So it takes a little while, and I think we need to talk about it. I know as somebody who supervised a number of staff and a number of staff who would have answered, no, that's not my job, when I first started working with them. As somebody who supervised that kind of staff, I did learn that this is something I had to constantly work on the staff with, saying, you know what, it is a part of, you are part of the public health workforce. Okay, you're a cancer registrar. That's still a part of the public health workforce. You still have to be culturally competent. You still have to know about public health science. You do know about public health science. Whether you think you do or not, you do. All right, off my preaching, off my soapbox, literally. We're in Boston, the perfect place for the soapbox. This is the mean comfort. This, again, is another one that I feel is a little messy, but again, I want to orient you to what's going on here and orient you to a couple of different things. First thing I want to orient you to, and again, we're seeing this same pattern with leadership systems, financial planning measurement, public health science. Obviously, public health science, people are very uncomfortable with public health science. But support staff in particular are very uncomfortable with public health science. Support staff are the purple bars. Hopefully you can see that. I really try very hard not to do the color blindness thing because my husband is colorblind. So hopefully the top purple bar is support staff. And as you can see, consistently support staff report that they are less than comfortable with almost everything. The only one that they're really a little even more than neutral about is cultural competency, and it's barely. So that's an important thing that you may want to look at. you know, there are some statistically significant differences between the support between support staff, community staff, clinical staff, and administrative staff on several areas. For example, in the policy development, community staff obviously is significantly more comfortable than support staff on those issues, and also on community dimensions of practice. All right, and this is the last one I'm going to show, like this, the mean comfort level for core health competencies by whether or not you're a supervisor. And the only one that showed, well, there are several that show significant differences, and they typically show what you would expect, which is non-supervisor staff to be lower in comfort than supervisor staff, except on analytics and assessment. And I have a pretty good idea of what that is. That's all the epidemiologist. Especially the new epidemiologists at the Tulsa County Health Department, who are comfortable with their analytic and assessment skills. We do have just a few recommendations, and again, we worked a lot with Tulsa Health Department, but also with other health departments, because I don't think the findings that we have here are anything unique. I think they're very consistent with what my experience was with other health departments throughout Oklahoma. But one, training should focus on improving all employee comfort level. Training should focus on support staff in particular, in that 35% felt that some of these functions that we know are important to their job were not applicable to their job, such as cultural competency. I mean, if this is the first person you're going to see when you walk into the health department, cultural competency is certainly a part of their job. And finally, a lot of non-supervisors felt that the core competencies were not applicable to them. So we did think that, that we needed to do a lot of training that has to do with this staff, this particular type of staff. Finally, we recommended, and I know this is happening in a lot of health departments already, a mentoring system. I had it unofficially when I started at the health department. I was fortunate. I had a person who had been at the health department for a number of years who just sort of took me under his wing and said, it'll be okay. I'll tell you what to do, and it'll be okay. You won't make any too bad faux pas. I won't let you. But that was an unofficial. It wasn't official. So I now that's one of the things that I know a lot of health departments are working on is official mentoring systems. So that was one of the recommendations that we made. Again, I want to emphasize the respect I have for Tulsa County Health Department and for them allowing me to talk about this. Again, it's an uncomfortable situation for a lot of health departments to talk about. I thought what I saw was great. They're very forward-thinking. They're very amazingly comfortable, and they're making a lot of progress on the things that I don't think it's things that we all share those things that we've worked at health departments, so it's nothing off the charts unusual. All right, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.